This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend from the Boston Globe, longtime columnist. He has covered the Celtics for many years. Dan Shaughnessy ahead of Game 6 tonight. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Good to have you here on the show. How do you put your finger on the fourth quarter woes of the Celtics offense?
That's very real. I mean, it's legit. And, you know, this is the team that we didn't like last year and we didn't like in November, December. And they righted themselves in January and played great ball. But looking back, a lot of those games were just blowouts. They were just overwhelming people in sheer talent and depth and youth. And we've seen a pattern where close games is another story. And I attribute more and more of that to not having a true point guard. There's no Tiny Archibald. There's no John Stockton, whatever you want to call it, no old Bob Cousy. And they've got 6'8 people who are far from the floor, and they're not magic, and they're trying to handle the ball. So Brown and Tatum become these point forwards, and they're turning the ball over a lot in the fourth, and they get worn down by the transition defenses and the minutes they're playing and the pressure and not having been there before. So the turnovers have been killing Boston. And we sort of sized this up after Game 3, saying the only way the Celtics lose this thing is if they beat themselves, and then that's what happened in 4 and 5. And, you know, they collapse 17-3 down the stretch in 4. They come out flat and go down 24-8 in 5, and they're chasing the whole game. And then, but still have a 4-point lead late and then collapse again. I think Tatum's 4-for-18 in the fourth quarter, so these things, he's not taking shots, he's not making shots. And we don't know whether the pressure's getting to him, fatigue, shoulders bothering him, or moment's too big for him, whatever. You know, he's only 24, but he was all NBA this year, top 5. And he's not playing like that guy. He hasn't had the LeBron game, the Jimmy Butler game, the Steph Curry game that you need. I mean, Magic Johnson was 20 when he, you know, played center for Kareem and won the championships with, you know, 41 points and 15 rebounds and 7 assists and all that stuff. So it can be done, and this is the moment for him.
Dan Shaughnessy, longtime columnist for the Boston Globe, joining us this morning here on the show, breaking down tonight's game number 6 of the NBA Finals. It's a 3-2 series lead for the Warriors, and Dan just mentioned 17-3 down the stretch in the fourth quarter of game number 4. And if the Celtics do end up losing this series, that will be the turning point of the series because they were up 2-1. They had game 4 at home in Boston. They could have went up 3-1 of the series and had 3 shots to close out, including a game 6 back in Boston. And instead, they got outscored in the fourth quarter 17-3. And that was the Steph 43-point game. And that comes down to poor shot selection. It comes down to turnovers. And it comes down to missed shots. And they just melted. And they were at home. And they just melted. And that potentially is the turning point of this series, being outscored 17-3 in the fourth quarter at home of a tight game in game number 4 when the Warriors were down to nothing but Steph Curry. That was it. Dan Shaughnessy is back with us here on the show. Now, Dan, in terms of the officiating tonight, have you been able to get a sense over the course of this series how you think it'll be officiated tonight in Game 6?
Yeah, really steer clear of this topic. I understand, you know, and if Scott Foss is there, the extender, and, you know, the Celtics are making 13-0 in Scott Foster games, blah, blah, blah. I really steer clear of it. I just, Celtics complain about officials a lot. It's unattractive. They flop a lot. They don't get that many calls. They were complaining a lot in the last game, and they took 16 more free throws than the Warriors. There was a play at the end where Klay Thompson did push off on Smart with his left hand. And Smart sold it so dramatically, I didn't give it to him. And Thompson got the bucket. So I think that hurts him. And I just think I hear an awful lot of, well, the Celtics will win tonight because it's their turn. The NBA wants it to go 7, blah, blah, blah. If you feel that way, don't watch. And don't call the DA show. Don't read the Boston Globe. If that's how you feel, then why would you participate in that, this kind of a fraud, hoax kind of thing? So I'm not about it. And I love the series. I love the closeness. I've seen series where the better team doesn't win. And that goes back to 1984 when the Celtics stole one from the Lakers. You know, Lakers were clearly better, but they got in their heads. And in this series, it looks to me like the Celtics have a little more talent, height, youth, and the Warriors have Warriors, and they're experienced, and they've got the pedigree. They're mentally tougher, and that's the duel tonight, in my view.
What do you think about the conversation surrounding Steph Curry, that if he wins another championship, if he's the NBA Finals MVP tonight, that jumps him into the upper echelon, say top 10 players overall? Do you abide by that?
No, I kind of don't. I mean, I understand the logic there, and you know, it's hard to get game 5 out of your memory, or game 4 with the 43 and you know, carrying him. And he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen. I think that argument's over. And he does so much else when he's not making shots. Like the other, you know, 0 for 9 on threes the other night, and he manages to really be valuable and help them win that game. So I love him. But, man, I've been around a long time, DA, in that sport. And, you know, now you're getting into, you know, Oscar Robertson and Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson, you know, Michael Jordan. That top 10's tough. It's a tough nut to crack.
No question. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe will be all over it tonight, and you can check out his book. It's a great Father's Day gift for Father's Day coming up this weekend, actually. It's a great summertime read as well. You see the Celtics back at the NBA Finals. Wish It Lasted Forever. His years spending time personally with Larry Bird and Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale. What would have happened if you guys were doing 2-2-1-1-1 back of the day against the Lakers?
Well, the reason it changed was because of that series in 84. And the Celtics, they went 2-2-1-1-1, and they changed it for like 30 years after that because of the travel and because of the wear and tear. And the Lakers were complaining there was no air conditioning in the Boston Garden, and the Celtics stole one. And but we flew commercial with them back and forth. There's a picture in that book of Larry Bird lying on the floor of LAX with a Converse bag for his pillow waiting to board a commercial flight to come back after game 6. That's legit. I was there. We flew with them. So this was very real, and it wore everybody out. And that summer, the league meetings, they said, we'll go to 2-3-2. And the next year, Celts played the Lakers again, had the best record, and they bitched about it because three of the first five were in L.A. And Larry said, this isn't fair. Well, it's like, which way do you want it here? There is no fair. I mean, baseball's done that for 120 years. So there's no good way, and I like the 2-2-1-1-1. It wears everybody out, but I'm all about it. I'll be on that plane to San Francisco in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I know it's a lot of travel. You go San Francisco to Boston, crisscross the country over 2 weeks. That ain't easy, but I like 2-2-1-1-1-2, and I just can't believe you used to travel commercial with Larry freaking Bird hanging out in commercial airliners. That's just insane to me.
It was. We waited for bags. We'd land and go down to baggage and wait for the bags. I mean, it was ridiculous. Get on the bus. I mean, there was no moat in those days, D.A. That's why I did the book, because it was a lot of fun, and we were able to tell the fans, the readers, what they're like. We really knew what they were like. We don't know what Tatum and Brown's like, and it's harder to get a read on how they're going to perform under this kind of pressure now. But back in the 80s, we knew those Celtics were cocky, trash talkers, and they got in the heads of the Lakers, you know. Maxwell giving the choke sign to James Worthy and the free throw in the L.A. Forum. I mean, nothing was off limits. And it was great times. And again, I'm geeked about this tonight as well.
That's awesome. Game 6 coming up tonight. The book is Wish It Lasted Forever. Dan Shaughnessy's time with the Boston Celtics of the 80s with Larry Bird. Dan, I always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
I will. Thanks, D.A.
You too. Take it easy. Dan Shaughnessy joining us this morning on the show going into tonight's game number 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.